So tell me, Alex, how do you get here?
Llegué por salimos una noche, llegamos a un lugar.
Well, I crossed the border. We left at night. We arrived to a place where we slept. It was a room where I stayed for a couple of days with a coyote. It was kind of a big room, dark. The next day, they took me somewhere else, and I stayed for another day.
And I know you said it was a big room and it was kind of dark, but where were you? What was that place?
La verdad no lo recuerdo muy bien, pero sí era un cuarto que sabemos.
Honestly, I don't know, but it was a room. After the next day, we took off in a car.
And who were those people who took you to these places? Do you know them?
Esas personas eran como, eran no, dos hombres eran.
Not a lot. They were two men.
And you mentioned to me that they took you somewhere in a car. Where did they take you in this car?
Me llevaron el carro en Chiapas.
They took me to Chiapas, where they brought me some food and we kept going.
After stopping at Chiapas, where did they take you after that? Where was your next stop?
De ahí, ya cuando llegamos a la frontera, ya.
To the border. When we got there, they told me to walk towards the border and say something so the police could get me.
And I know that you mentioned that after you crossed the border, the police took you to a place for kids, like a hostel or a place just to stay. But were you walking alone to the border and were you afraid?
Ya me fueron, me fui para un albergue para niños.
After the police took me to a place for kids, like a hostel where you can get in touch with your parents, I was a little scared.
What were you afraid of?
No sé, como que me agarraron.
I don't know, but of getting caught, I think.
And I mean, were you far from the border? How long was your walk to the border from the car?
Un poquito, nomás pasé un puente.
Not long, I just crossed a bridge.
And going a little bit back of on what you've told me, were these people good to you? Did they feed you? Did they treat you well?
Yeah.
And tell me, Alex, why did you decide to come and leave your family in El Salvador?
Una es porque quería ver a mi papá y
Because I wanted to see my dad, and also there are more opportunities here than in El Salvador. And because some gangs were recruiting kids like 14 or 15, and I didn't want that to happen to me.
And what kind of opportunities you have here that you don't have in El Salvador?
La verdad, no sé cómo decir, pero
The truth is, I'm not sure how to say it, but there are opportunities.
And what do the gang members do with the kids when they recruit them? Do you know someone who has been recruited by those gangs?
Los hacen como ellos y
Not really, but I watched some of them get recruited. They make them like them and they do stuff that shouldn't be doing.
And tell me, how was your life in El Salvador? How was it to be a 12-year-old boy in South America?
Iba a la escuela. Tenía amigos, me iba bien en clases.
Oh, I went to school. I had friends. I had good grades. I played outside.
I mean, and now that you're here, what would you like to do?
Mi carrera, doctor.
My medicine career.
And you mentioned earlier that you played outside in El Salvador and you have friends. Do you have any friends here in school?
Not a lot because I can't speak a lot of English. I'm still learning.
And now that you're here, how do you feel?
I feel good to be here with my dad and siblings. I wanted to meet them.
And just thinking back on everything you've done, everything you've been through to get here for El Sueño Americano, the American dream, will you do it again? Will you go through everything again?
I imagine.